We love to sing about it, or we love those who invited us along enough to sing about it. But what is it that you think about the birth of Jesus? Do you think about the birth of a savior? The birth of a fraud? Or do you just not think about it at all? Well, Jesus says about his birth, "I am the light of the world." Look, I totally understand if you're here tonight and you do think of Jesus as a fraud or just the pastime of Christians that is totally irrelevant to your life. I understand that we may disagree about the importance of Christmas, the significance of the birth of this child, Jesus. But no matter what sort of beliefs or attitude you have towards Christmas, I do think we have some common ground. What I think we can all agree on is something of the nature of the world we live in, the very same world that Jesus himself was born into. It was not and is not a good one. The truth is we live in a, well, pretty broken and dark world. Take a walk through history. Go visit a museum. Just at the beginning of the year, I went to Japan. I spent a day in Hiroshima. I visited the Peace Park there and the museum. I saw firsthand the results of our world's darkness, the remnants of a child's clothes after other people dropped an atomic bomb on the city, devastating it. But if it's not Hiroshima, take a walk through the Museum of African American History in the US, where as you walk through the museum, you'll find tragedy after tragedy. But the darkness of our world is not just a thing for the past, not just for museums. Right now, look around the world. Look at somewhere like Hong Kong, where you see unhappiness and unrest on both sides of an ugly political split. You can look at our own country and you find it burning. See the way that even nature brings tragedy. And we, of course, mourn with those who have lost homes, jobs, and even loved ones. And that is, of course, not even to mention the darkness that we see or even enact on a personal level. And yet the more we see of it, the more we know one thing for sure: our inability to fix it. Protests, museums, treaties, concerts to end poverty, they help, of course, but the cycle goes on. It repeats and renews. Every day, there is something new that makes us sick to our stomach, that makes us grieve, that makes us feel alone or angry or hopeless. Our world is broken. I don't think it's meant to be this dark. When you open the Bible, when you go to the book of Genesis, and you see how God made our world, it wasn't meant to be like this. He calls it good. But honestly, what can we do about it now? Perhaps your solution is just to do your bit, to make the world a bit better. And yet, as substantial as our bit may be, we still look around and see darkness. We'd be lying if we said that when we looked inwardly, we saw no darkness. Or maybe your plan of action is to close your eyes to the darkness of our world, to let things out there stay out there. And yet no one escapes tragedy and darkness forever. It's that great frustration of saying, we need a solution, but we have none. So what can we possibly do? Well, as I look to our world, at its darkness, to me, it makes sense to turn back to the one who created it, to fix it. The one who made it and declared it as good before we ever came along and stuffed it up. We don't have the solution to darkness, but God does. And what is his solution? Well, it is to give us that one thing that fixes darkness: light. See, in the beginning, when the world was made, there was Jesus. Jesus was with God. Jesus was God. And we said we should look to the creator of our world to fix the problem of our world. Well, when you turn to the book of John to read about Jesus, to learn about his birth that we celebrate at Christmas time, one of the very first things you are told in the very first chapter is that through Jesus, all things were made. Not one thing that was made in God's good creation happened without Jesus. It makes sense that his arrival in our world at Christmas might just be the solution to our problem. And so we read, in him was life, and that life was the light of all mankind. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. Jesus, as he would go on to teach others, is the solution to the problem of our world. He is the light that would remedy the darkness. Our problem is darkness is an issue we cannot overcome. In fact, darkness overcomes us. And yet, none of it could overcome Jesus, the light in our dark world. See, Christmas is all about a shining beacon of hope. It's about Jesus, who is God, who is light and life, entering into and overcoming a world of darkness and death. I mean, you may ask, though, how exactly does Jesus fix the darkness? Well, the first thing is to say, it's not a case of us being good people surrounded by darkness. The reason our world is how it is that each of us have at some point rejected God's way that made the world good in the first place. The darkness in here leads to the darkness out there. It leads to the world not knowing how God, not being how God created it. It leads to us being at odds with God himself. And when Jesus, the light of the world, came into our darkness, he took that darkness upon himself in the darkest moment in history. The moment when God was beaten, mocked, spat on, dragged up onto a cross to be killed. And yet, appearances aside, the darkness did not and could not overcome him. Because in that act, the act that he was born for, he took the guilt of our darkness upon himself. So long as we don't reject him as our light and savior. In rising and overcoming death, he gave us a hope of a future without darkness, with no pain, no death, no mourning. Look, I know we have different reactions to Christmas, ranging from disdain to tolerating carols to having a good time to embracing our Savior. But rather than just starting with the nativity scene, I want each of us to ask ourselves this Christmas, what would it be like to have a world without darkness? And also, how would you fit into that world? If you've come along with someone tonight and they're a Christian, I want to give you a bit of a challenge, and in a sense, it's a challenge for them. Ask them why they care so much about Jesus and how they came to realize that. I can't tell you their story, but I can tell you that it will matter deeply to them, because a hope in Jesus gives you the solution to that darkness, both out there and in here. This Christmas, may we all look to the light, look to Jesus, that baby in a manger, that man upon a cross. Put your trust in Jesus for the solution to our darkness, and the one who makes us right with God and gives us a hope for our otherwise hopeless future. Because God, in the form of a child, has entered our world, and the darkness has not overcome him.